Hello, this is Rabbi Mordechai Fleischer of the Denver Community Kollel, bringing you this week's Stone of the Parsha. This week's Parsha, Parsha's Tazria, focuses largely on the laws of Tzara'as, a skin ailment that a person would get and could potentially render him tummy impure with a whole host of laws that come with it. And one of the major causes of this, which this disease, which the commentators say is actually a spiritual malady, manifesting itself in a physical way. It's not actually a regular, normal physical disease. One of the major causes of it is lashon hara, slander. And everyone virtually discusses the different aspects of this disease. Everyone from the Talmud on down through modern commentators discuss different aspects of this disease and its ramifications and how those things are reflected in the different laws of Tzara'as. There's a very interesting discussion in an early ethical work called Chovos HaLevavos, Duties of the Heart. Some of you may be familiar with it. There are English translations available. And in there, the author writes that a person who speaks Lashon Hara about someone else has his merits transferred over to the person about whom he spoke, while the other person, the person whom was spoken about, his shortcomings, his sins are transferred to the person speaking the Lashon Hara. And in fact, he records a story of a chassid. Chassid here does not mean the modern term day chassid of someone wearing a long black coat and having long payas and so on, but rather a chassid actually means a person who goes above and beyond the basic obligations of what the Torah demands and tries to do more in his service of Hashem and in drawing close to Hashem. And he tells the story of a chassid who sent a gift to a person about who had spoken Lashon Hara about him. And the chassid wrote a note and he said, you gave me a gift of all your merits, so I want to return the favor and give you a gift as well. And this wasn't just a sarcastic comment, this was actually a reflection of a reality, because this person's a chassid, he's a very pious individual. He wouldn't react sarcastically or in a cruel way, but he really meant it. And this person, he was telling this person, you did me a favor, you gave me a gift, so I want to give you a gift in return for your gift of all your merits. And the question, of course, is, what in the world is this supposed to mean? Why would someone receive the merits of from the person who spoke Lashon Hara about him? And why would his sins go over to that other person? What is the connection? Why would there be such a reality for those things to switch? What exactly is the connection to Lashon Hara and the speaker losing his merits and receiving the sins of the person about whom he spoke? Rabbi Chaim Friedlander, who was a great Torah authority, a mashkiach, he was the spiritual overseer in the Ponovitch Yeshiva, great Jewish thinker of the previous generation, passed away in the 1980s. He explains with the following absolutely fascinating insight. He says that when a person speaks Lashon Hara, when a person speaks badly about someone else, generally, of course there are exceptions, but the general idea when one speaks negatively about someone else is that one is trying to build himself up by putting someone else down. Why do we have this drive to speak badly about other people? It doesn't make any sense. The answer is that we view other people as a threat to us, or we view other people in a negative way, because when we can put someone else down, we are building ourselves up. So instead of me recognizing my innate greatness on my own and building myself up through my own potential, it is easier for me to just put someone else down, and by putting someone else down, by pointing out that person's shortcomings and what that person is lacking, I thereby am able to build myself up. But it's really not building myself up, I'm just pushing someone else down, and thereby automatically I am in a higher spot than he is. Explained to Rabbi Friedlander that being the case, it makes perfect sense for this consequence of the switching of merits and sins to take place. Because, think about it for a moment, he says, what are you doing when you speak Lashon Hara? You are building yourself up through putting someone else down. By pointing out that person's shortcomings, or your perception of his shortcomings, you are building yourself up. Therefore, it makes perfect sense that that person's shortcomings should now become yours, and your merits, the things that make you great, should now be transferred to him. Because what happened? You are taking advantage, or pointing out that person's shortcomings, in order to build up your merits, your own self. And so it makes perfect sense to indeed, mida k'neged mida, measure for measure, that in return for going through this process, whatever indeed makes you great, your mitzvos, your merits, should be transferred to that person whom you knock down, whose shortcomings you are pointing out, and his shortcomings should be transferred to you. This is a fascinating insight into the workings of Lashon Hara, because there is a drive for us to speak negatively about other people, and very often it is indeed, as I mentioned, because we seek to build ourselves up. And the right way to build ourselves up is to recognize our own innate greatness, not to brag and be haughty about it, which, by the way, is one of the other ways that tzaraas comes, is through haughtiness, but rather through appreciating our own potential and our own greatness in a positive way, of using it in a proper way, of appreciating how great I can be and how much I can accomplish and how much I can do with my life to build myself, to create goodness in others, in the world around me, to help others. That is really what we want to focus on, is to look at myself and to look at how great I can become as part of the whole, not by creating separation, by pushing someone else down in order to push myself up. I hope you enjoyed this message, and I wish you a wonderful Shabbos.